What is going down, everyone? It's time for MojoBreak.com, the hype episode number 208. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. MLB playoffs are in full swing. We got a little investment guide for you guys. There's some rookies, some rookie cards that might be willing, you know, you might be time to buy them or start stacking up on some of these guys. I've picked some of my favorite cards, so we'll discuss that. We got some NFL talk. We got some high auctions. We're also going to talk Bowman Chrome. It just released. A lot of people didn't know which guys to go with, but there's some high sales on that as well. And I'm joined by, we're all losers for the NFL because we're on our own teams. We all lost. We were talking about a couple weeks ago, we were talking about how we all won this week, right back down to earth. We all lost. And that Raider one, I thought for sure was not going to be a loss for you, C-Rad. How'd that feel?
It felt terrible. I was crying.
Hey, at least you guys are still 3-1.
Yeah,
Doug's team is 500.
I'm holding up the bottom of the league.
Bottom of. I mean, maybe the worst team in the NFC. I'm not sure. Now they got Trey Lance out there, 8-16. Slow start. I mean,
had a QBR rating of 117.
People are calling for Jimmy already.
No.
They're like, don't be hurt, Jimmy. We need you back.
No.
Niner fans can't make up their mind.
No, it's
they
split.
Don't. They
it's
don't like, know. They don't know if they want Trey Lance or Jimmy Garoppolo.
It's become political. People are on either side. It's nobody can be just for the team winning.
Yeah,
Rams. How did Kyler? Kyler's just out there. He's still scoring.
Kyler is the greatest football player in the league currently, right now.
That's your bold prediction?
No, not bold. It's just a fact.
Just because he's 4-0, and that's why he's.
Yeah, he's just better than everybody else.
So you're trying to buy more. Trying to get some.
Oh, I'm trying to get some. Yeah, I'd love to, but I think it's out of my price point now.
Yeah.
He's amazing. The Rams, like, I can't even say they could have won that game. The Cardinals just beat them. The Cardinals may be a better team.
So you're not going to blame the refs or anything like the other Rams fans?
There was no Rams fans are blaming the refs. That's not – that is a Niner thing. That's what Niner fans do. They try to – pinpoint every reason why they lost besides like their team just not being as good as the other team. But yeah, I'm gonna say that the Cardinals went out and they played a lot better than the Rams that day, and I had a great time. I was at the game, checked out SoFi. It's a great place.
Rams can't win at SoFi, but apparently the Chargers can. So Chargers,
we've won. We're 2-1 there.
Oh well.
So.
can't win last Sunday. I thought it was kind of crazy. There was a lightning storm and the Chargers were playing.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that's when you should, if you were in Vegas, you're like, gotta go get my bet on the Chargers.
I don't know why they delayed that game. It's a dome.
Yeah, that was kind of strange, right?
It's indoors. I mean,
the sides are open.
Yeah, but when you're in there, it feels like a dome. So, yeah, I don't know what the delay was about. I don't know. Maybe Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert has to be considered a top five now, right?
What do you think about him, C-Rad? I know that you have a hard time liking any AFC West opponent.
I mean, he's all right, bro.
Would you give up Leatherwood and Carr for Herbert?
No.
No?
Would you give up Leatherwood?
I'd give up Leatherwood, yeah. despite the fact that he has had a lot of false starts, jumps early, Leatherwood's been pretty good for us this year. He's been decent, but
I don't know about Carr after watching that game, because I was like, maybe he changed it around. Maybe Vegas Dave was right. But there was just so many miscues on Carr. It's just like he was holding on the ball too long. There was that 3rd and 8 where there was 2 guys open and he threw it to Jacobs in the flat and it was like a 3-yard gain. It was just like he reminds me a lot of Jimmy in that regard, where you just hold on to the ball, you're trying to dump it instead of looking deep. I mean, you guys got Ruggs, you guys got, Waller, you guys got a pretty good solid receiving core. So I was really surprised that Derek Carr just couldn't pull that out against the Chargers.
Derek Carr doesn't, when he is being pressured, I mean, I know a lot of quarterbacks, like, they don't look good when they're being pressured. Carr looks terrible. Like, if you pressure Carr and you make him move around a little bit, he's either going to take a sack or he's going to throw the ball out of bounds or he's going to throw an interception. Like, he's not going to make a play happen.
You're right.
That's why if you had a guy like Mariota, see, he's the opposite. He can, move around a little bit, but he's already hurt.
He's
so
hurt.
He's hurt.
Who's the backup for the Raiders?
Oh, Nathan.
Oh, Peterman.
Yeah.
Wow. Might have to resort to him at some point. Who do the Raiders play this weekend before we move on?
Bears, easy.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, who do you guys got? Who do you guys got?
We have tomorrow, Seattle.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Hopefully so we'll show you guys how to do it.
Yeah, we're playing Arizona.
We'll be like, hey, Niners, this is how you beat Seattle. But we have to go to Seattle to do it. So it's not that big of a deal. We'll take them.
Before we talk about possibly the greatest product ever made, I wanted to ask you guys a football-related question. Are you buying, given the choice, are you buying Kyler or are you buying Justin Herbert at this point?
Oh, I'm buying Kyler. I've never stopped.
See, Red?
Kyler.
Yeah? I think the whole hobby is going.
Kyler is, I mean, I know we're looking at like 4 weeks into the season, but he is right now, hands down, the MVP. Not even close.
You don't think the team around him helps a little bit, too?
Who?
Got D-Hop and
AJ. Okay, you have D-Hop, who is great, but a year older. You have a year older D-Hop. You got Christian Kirk.
You have the Rook out there running around, too.
You have a rookie receiver.
Who's doing really well.
You have
Rondale Moore.
You have James Conner running the ball.
Not the starter. I think it's Chase Edmonds.
Yeah.
Kyler's running the ball.
Kyler's the best running back, but still, like, I don't see, and their defense is, like, good, not great. Kyler is the difference maker on that team.
So
you
why
put, like, so let's say you put, give me an average quarterback, Derek Carr.
Jared Goff. those guys are all in the same category.
Jimmy Garoppolo, Derek Carr, Jared Goff, same guy.
Mm-hmm.
You put him on the Cardinals. Cardinals are 0-4.
I don't know about that.
They're 0-4. They're 0-4.
So why do you guys think that the hobby is still leaning towards Herbert over Kyler? Because you see the prices are still double. They're still double on Herbert compared to Kyler.
It's at L.A., primetime, Hollywood.
But they're like the roommates. They're not primetime. They're still San Diego. I mean, it's still a team that – who's ever been collectible for San Diego?
Phillip
Keenan
Rivers.
Allen? Huh?
Rivers.
Rivers, maybe, but his prices were never great either.
I think it's just Herbert's more prototypical quarterback. That's probably the main
is
reason.
It the long hair?
Got great hair.
Is that what it is?
He's not even good hair. It's great hair.
He's tall. You know, he's a presence in the pocket, and he can run, but he doesn't obviously run like the way Kyler can and avoid the defense. But he pretty much is like somebody that probably, you know, in his second year, I'm happy for the people that held on to him. You know, they're probably like ecstatic right now because their cards are still maintaining their value, right?
Yeah.
And he's playing well, so yeah, I think that's the reason why pretty much he's double still what Kyler is, even though Kyler is probably the best player in football right now.
I think the fear with Kyler is the size and the injury.
Exactly.
The issue if you've watched Cardinal games, Kyler will force passes. He'll force a throw. He'll throw interceptions. I don't think you see that as much with Herbert. I think Herbert is more about, like, I can't turn the ball over, where Kyler's like, I'll throw into triple coverage. I'll see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because there's a lot less there's, like, two categories of quarterback. We talk about Jimmy Garoppolo and Lance, right? They're two different quarterbacks. You have the camp of Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. I guess you can throw Jared Goff, Jimmy Garoppolo in that category. And then I think you can throw Herbert in that same kind of category, right? No more as a pocket passer. And then you have Mahomes, which is like the baby goat, right? And then you have Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray. Maybe Josh Allen's like the hybrid. He's like the HGA. He can do both. But he's a hybrid grading approach. But it's like there's two camps. But I feel like the new camp of Kyler, Lamar, Mahomes is the way the NFL's going.
Well, where do you put Wilson in there?
He's more along the Mahomes side of things.
Okay.
He might be more of a hybrid too. He throws the ball.
Then you put Stafford as the pocket passer.
Yeah, he's more on the Brady camp.
Stone cleats,
yeah. Yeah, and there's just guys.
Ben Roethlisberger, probably not going to run a lot for you.
Yep, old man Ben.
Yeah, I mean, but besides Mahomes, the pocket passer, prototypical pocket passer, has been the winning approach.
And it's been the guys that sell in the hobby, too, over,
I mean,
year after year.
Mahomes is, like, the one guy. And Mahomes, like, doesn't rely on running as much, I think, as Kyler does.
Or Lamar.
And Lamar.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, you look at the last 10, 15 years of Super Bowl quarterbacks, very few of them have been run-first type of quarterbacks.
Yeah, and maybe that's why the prices are down. I don't know. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure it out.
That's why Herbert sells for more than Kyler.
Is it now the time to sell, or maybe after the Niner game, is it time to sell Kyler, or is it a long-term hold?
After the Niner game. Are you insinuating that they're going to be 5-0? Wow, 2-3 Niners, man. Woo!
I mean, there's
a tough game going
honestly,
in Arizona.
If you're a Niners fan, you understand like trying to catch the Rams and Cardinals in that division is probably not likely.
Well, look, I'll tell you.
I'm trusting the process.
I'm not a scout by any means, but I'll tell you this right now. Watch the tape of the Rams game and then just do the opposite of that.
Okay. All right. We'll shoot for that.
Just whatever we did, try something different because it didn't work.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk about the best of the best Mojo Break. Mojo Collection is going to hit the break site soon, probably as early as next week. It is our very own buyback. We haven't had a buyback in a while, so we've taken a lot of time to build this one. You're talking about all the big names. Well, guys, we just talked about tons of Herbert in this, tons of Kyler, Luka, Kobe, LeBron, any name, you name it, Patrick Mahomes rookies. It's going to be loaded. You're looking at 10 to 15 hits per case and high-end stuff. I mean, some really, really pivotal PC stuff put into the collection. There's also going to be memorabilia, including a Tom Brady signed football. That's going to be a live redemption in there. So look for that on the site. We're going to be giving away a spot in this, so stay tuned for that. But I did want to name last week's winner, which is Ryan Miller, won the giveaway for last week. So contact us through mojobreak.com, through the contact form. And we'll get you that prize in 3 to 4 weeks. No, I don't know. We'll get it soon.
So. What's the prize on that?
That is another break credit giveaway.
Okay, yeah. And just to give you a heads up on the break credit, you need to sign up for an account.
Yeah.
So it needs to, because when we send out the break credit, there needs to be an account that is attached to.
Absolutely.
So if you do win a site credit, make sure you sign up for an account.
And
so
send that message through through the website.
Yes.
Through the contact form.
Just want
to. And then we'll be able to attach it to that as well, and we'll get you guys maybe we credit so you can get into a break.
Maybe we should have said that when we started giving away a site credit.
You know, we learn as we go. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We can only get better with time, just like a fine wine. Only get better with time. 208 episodes in, we're still learning. So, and I'm Doug Cody, so I'm still learning here too. But
Cody Doug.
So I want to talk about a few things. You guys can go on to this next slide, and I'll explain to those that are listening to the audio podcast. A local breaker here, Baller Bank, actually pulled this card.
Awesome.
Tom Brady, one of one. Do you see anything on that thing, C-Red?
Of great. Course.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it looks better.
Does that make it more? Well, what happened for you guys that are listening audio is it's a one-of-one treasured moments from this last year's NT, and the sticker auto was put on backwards.
I am really surprised that does not happen more often. I do understand on a one-of-one you probably want to give it the old double check. But imagine how many like sticker art, like if it's a product like to $299 and you're just like throwing those stickers on, like I can't believe those, they probably do go on upside down and they're rookies that we don't know their autos anyway and we can't even tell.
Well, you know what's funny about
it, probably
this,
happens all the time.
You know what's funny about this set, I saw on a forum because I was looking at a Roger Craig one, Panini actually they have base versions of these that have no autos.
Mm-hmm.
And then they actually have autos, but they don't have any different wording on the back. There's nothing that says it's an autograph on the front. So some guy was selling a Roger Craig, and people were like, what did you do, put a sticker on it? And he's like, no, I bought this. And then I started looking at a bunch of them, and they don't say autograph on them. So, you know, I'd be careful buying some of these, because I guess somebody could buy a, I don't know, it would be profitable on certain players and take a sticker off another card and put it on there. I don't think that the local breaker here did that in this case. I think that this card probably was the only one, because Tom Brady autos are few and far between. This is probably only there's only a one-on-one auto of this card, so there's probably one sticker to do.
I was just gonna mention going off on top of what Dan was saying is like the $299 ones. The person that's putting those stickers, they're seeing those over and over, so that actually I'm thinking like the $299 ones, like they shouldn't mess those up, but the one-on-one where he's like. He got a sticker. He got like a couple stickers of Brady, and this is a one of one. He's like, Let me just put this on, right? He's probably more likely to mess that one up than the 299 one, because he's doing that 299 one over and over and over, and he's like, he knows which side the auto should be
but
on.
You know, the there is like a Panini hologram that's on the stickers themselves. The Panini logo on that will be upside down. Yes. You know how it has like the certified Panini?
But
don't those
yeah,
go
that one is
though?
Not upside down. If you it's actually, maybe it was signed backwards.
Yeah.
So whoever puts the stickers on at Panini might.
They might have put that one on the right way, but Tommy.
Tommy might have signed it.
Tommy might have signed it upside down.
But you can't tell Tom
what
to do.
That's interesting, though, that there's certain Panini. That must mean they have a lot of employees, because there's employees that don't realize that this is upside down.
They tend to make a product or two. And I don't think it's like just one dude, like Johnny Sticker, and that's his one job, is to basically put stickers on all the cards. Because I think they have a lot of Johnny Sticker guys.
So does that
maybe
make that
maybe a whole
and
team?
Don't go to the next slide, because I'm gonna do a little impromptu guess that price. But you think that makes that card more valuable?
No.
No.
What do you
no.
you think? You got to send that one in and get it correct.
I think
right?
that need yeah we need to flip that sticker over. But again, the sticker I don't think is upside down.
Right.
So do you just need to get another Tom Brady sticker.
And that's probably not cheap for Panini to acquire either.
Yeah.
No, but you can't let that just doesn't. It doesn't look good, right?
I would definitely
That would justify sending in a replacement. Yeah. I will tell you what won't justify sending in a replacement.
Tell us, Dan.
If there is a never mind. I'm not going to open up that account. Not going to do it. I feel bad, but
okay.
All right, so black prism. So we were just talking about Justin Herbert, and
I'll tell you later.
And Golden Auctions just ended the black prism, the black finite Justin Herbert rookie auto, 1/1. It was a BGS 910. What do you think that sold for? C-Rad, because I know Dan already.
Yeah, I already looked at it.
And you at home, come up with a number.
So we got Finite Herbert.
Finite Herbert,
this is,
1/1.
This is the true 1/1, yeah.
Yes, the auto version.
From Prism.
And then what's the other one?
That's it.
What's that? Oh, you just want how much?
Yeah, I want to see what he thinks.
Graded, not graded?
Graded 9.
Graded 9.
Mint 9, 10 autograph, BGS.
BGS 9.
Yes, I don't know why they didn't go PSA, but that's fine. It's all right. At least they didn't go HGA.
90,000.
Oh.
Yeah, it went for, you can transition onto the next, went for $210,000.
So I was 100 off.
So that just goes to show you, we have hobby vets in this room that I probably would have picked the same price you did. $210,000, get yourself a house.
I think I would have been somewhere between like the 80, and I don't think I would have went much over 100,000. But I definitely wouldn't have gone over 200,000.
You know what I based my answer off of, too? What we know that the Super Bowl ticket contenders of Joe Burrow sold for.
Right.
So I'm thinking, like, Prism's not going to be more sought after.
And
than
we
the
laughed
contender.
At that. We're like, this guy.
But there's more Super Bowl ticket, because
there's
variations, right?
You're right. You're right.
Now, is there, I don't think there is any Prism finite variations of this card. I think
there's definitely other 1/1s, like the 1/1 disco probably or something.
Yeah, there's other 1/1s, but as far as like the black finite auto,
yeah,
I think that's it.
That's crazy. So it's the highest 2020 Prism football sale of all time, which is, that's just the 1 year.
You know how Golden does it, like week in and week out, just breaking records.
They're breaking records, man,
over and over and over and over. It's amazing.
I'm going to ask you guys a question. Do you think the base version is worth more?
The base.
Of this card?
That's crazy. Because right. I would be like, me being old school collector back in the day, I'd be like, got to go auto, right? Auto would be what you would want. I'm probably wrong. I think the non-auto would probably end up selling for more than this.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
it's just
a
the basis
auto.
Of collecting, right?
But what if it was on card?
If it was on card, it'd be different.
I don't think so. I think we're still in the parallel era.
If this was on card, now that I know that this
which
one's
it never
for
210, which it never would be,
yeah.
Because Prism is not
never
on
card.
Card,
yeah.
Yeah, and then if you
except 2015-16 Prism basketball, if you guys recall. They had on-card rookie autos and on-card vets.
I know, yeah, wasn't Kobe?
Kobe was. But then was there's Carl Anthony Towns, Devin Booker, but they're in their college
Uniforms. Unis, yep.
That's
yep,
right.
Yep. And
that's
right. That was an experiment that didn't work out for them. There was another record broken, and it was the highest Baker Mayfield sale of all time, also by Golden, also this month. Just money being thrown around, making it rain like you're in a club with football cards. $113,000 for a Baker Mayfield 2018 National Treasures rookie patch autograph platinum NFL shield. So it is,
but that's the
grail.
That's the best card you can get.
That is the best Baker Mayfield card.
So
literally the best card you can get.
Going to be crazy here.
That sounds low after the last one, right?
I think it's low. I think that is a really good deal.
Compared
now,
to really
I don't have $113,000 burning a hole in my pocket. But if I did, I would probably go with that card over throwing another $100,000 and getting the Herbert.
Yeah, I'm buying the Baker.
The Baker. I mean, that's
You'd still have another $100,000 to spend on something else.
I almost
right?
get two of them.
Well, they don't. Yeah,
I get the shield, the swoosh.
Yeah, you can build a whole Baker
get the
collection.
Shield,
but
I think
people see more hype, obviously, in Herbert than Mayfield at this point.
Yeah, but that is the card. That is the card that you want.
It is. It is the shield. That's crazy. But, yeah, highest Baker Mayfield of all time. And you could see on here with Golden, they're just breaking auctions left and – or breaking records in their auctions left and right. And, you know, I mean, to the point where none of these cards even get listed on eBay anymore. It's
so
become the standard
that
for Golden.
I'm going to – because you have one there. I'm going to bring it up because I was actually doing a little bit of research on it today. So, C-Rad, that right there is an 03-04 – Upper Deck exquisite case.
So this is their upcoming, and I'll show this on the screen here for you guys. This is an upcoming, this is the auctions that are live currently. I mean, this
and,
is just...
And it has 17 days left. So it has over a half a month left. It has bids on it. People have peppered in some bids there. Where do you think it's at?
250.
It's at 470,000 with 17 days left.
To be fair,
I don't know. That will have to break. Again, Golden's going to do it again. It's going to break the all-time record for a sealed case, correct?
Probably, I'm assuming. Yeah.
And to think, and the crazy thing is that if you go back like 10 years ago, Doug, myself, Connor, we could have bought an 03-04 exquisite case. They were available.
Even like 6 months ago, I could have bought a box for $50,000.
Yeah, but you don't want to buy a box.
I know. You don't want to buy a box.
You don't want to buy.
How many sealed cases are there in existence? That's
the
thing.
Is it a two-box case?
Three.
It's a three-box case. And I think you're guaranteed a Jordan or a LeBron.
Usually, yeah, from what I've been told.
What's crazy is that I was scrolling through Instagram maybe like a month or two ago, and the guy was telling his story about how like – You know, he had bought these. He bought like two or three cases of this originally in 2003, and he put them away and never really thought about it. And then recently, in the last couple of years,
you buy an island.
Like, well, he's like my kids needed college tuition, so I was like, damn, what can I sell? And then he's like, oh yeah, I got these old exquisites. He just went back, and when the market exploded, he's like, god damn.
Well, now it's even more.
Did
right?
he sell them?
I think he sold them last year.
So you might have lost a little bit of money compared to what this thing's going
to
go for.
Yeah, this is going to go for it's going to go for over $1 million, right?
Well, we were in the hype last year. Remember, we came down to earth a little bit this year.
March, I think, was like we were talking about last week. March seemed like it was a peak.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's pretty crazy. I mean, can you even open at that price? I mean.
No.
No.
I mean, you could do whatever you want.
I mean, but you're guaranteed a Jordan or a LeBron in every case.
Yeah, I mean.
One or the other.
You're supposed to. I mean, I don't.
I think very rarely you get both, though.
Yeah.
I think there's very rare times. And that's why
but you're going to get one of them.
That's why people said don't buy single boxes because it might have been.
But if you get a Jordan, you got murdered, right?
I don't know. Some of those are going for.
Yeah, but they're not. I mean, you're going to be into that case for $1 million. You're not. It's not going to be $1 million Jordan.
And as you can see, lot number two is a LeBron RPA. That's currently up there for auction, and it's number 23 of 99.
I swear we've already seen that card before.
We might have. 23 of 99. And that, in my next slide, is currently at $1 million with 17 days left. So it's at $1.5 million, $1.05 million.
Jersey numbers. So what I try to tell people all the time, like people would make fun of that when I always bring it up, but it's like it makes a difference, dude, if you're talking about like cards like this.
this thing's probably going to go to $2 million, right? I mean,
so that, and if the Exquisite sells for $1 million, then it's a good deal because you can hit a card that's worth $2 million.
It's out of my pay scale, man. I just that's
you guys better just, buy it then.
I mean, I probably should have bought one of these cards a couple years ago when they were somewhat affordable. They never really been affordable.
We need to start talking about what cards we need to buy now for the next 5 years.
Yeah, well,
that's what we should be doing.
There's some affordable ones in the baseball segment coming up, so I'm glad you pivoted to that. But we do have the Tom Brady, which is an 8/5/10. This is also part of this epic auction. It is 62 of 100, so they only have back then there was only the base and then the number to hundreds. There was no 101s, there's no 10s, there's no 50s. So the number to 100s are very sought after. This is over $1 million as well, with 17 days.
I love the minimum bid.
The 400,000. Yeah.
Even if you want to even talk about this card, you even want to pepper in one, just throw it in there, $500,000.
I would love to talk to Golden just to see, because, I mean, what did it take? Was he flying out to people's homes and convincing them to sell their cards? Because there had to have been a pivot point from where either
going door to door.
Right. You know,
knocking
what I'm
on doors. Got any football cards?
Because now he is the gold standard. No pun intended. Like, if you have a card like this, you do not put it on eBay.
Yeah.
You do not go to PWCC. Yeah. Maybe like Heritage or some of these other auction houses. But for cards, you go to one person.
Oh yeah,
his fees are double, triple eBay, right? So it's like, but people don't seem to care because
yeah, but when you're getting, you know, so much more than I it's hard to even because a lot of these cards like they don't have like a comp, right?
Yeah.
Like, when's the last like comp you could find for this Tom Brady? There probably was one that sold, but maybe one in the last year, maybe two in the last year.
Yep.
So you don't really have like a comp on it. It's not like you can just go on eBay and be like, well, there's like eight of them that are sold this week.
Right.
This is what it goes for.
That's crazy.
Can I just mention one thing too, now that we're on the subject of Golden and these high-end cards? So I hit a gold LeBron James over the weekend. Some people might not might have heard about it. Yeah. And I put in the title because somebody in the chat room had mentioned that the same card PSA 8 sold for $97,000.
Yeah, and yours looks pretty
damn Golden.
Good.
At Golden, right? Same company as this one. And then somebody in the comments said, like,
"Oh yeah,
what are you trying to do? Like, trying to manipulate the market?"
Yeah, dude. That was me. That was my burner account.
And I'm like, I'm just like, one, that guy who made that comment didn't watch the video, but two, like, guys, can we not? There's some of us have been in the hobby for a long time. Can we not make everything a conspiracy theory in the hobby? Like, I'm not saying it's 100K just to manipulate the market, bro. I put 100K because somebody in my chat room told me that one sold for $97,000. That was a PSA 8. So I'm not just pulling stuff out of my ass.
The thing is that, like, you opened up the box. You opened it up for a customer. It's not your card.
Yeah.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter to you if the card sells for $5,000, $10,000, or $1 million,
right?
It's not going to affect. So you basically were just like, hey, this is what people told me in the chat.
Yeah.
Somebody said it sold for $97,000. For somebody to comment to you saying, like, what are you doing? What are you trying to do? Well, dude, there's only 10 of them.
Yeah.
There's only 10 of them in existence.
Yes.
So one of them is sold for $97,000. I'm not saying all of them will sell for that much.
Yeah.
There might be one that sells for 70, but there's already been kind of a bar set that was not done by Conrad.
Yeah, I'm not.
Like,
I'm
you
not,
didn't buy it.
Exactly.
You didn't sell it.
I'm not.
See, there was a lot of people in the comment on Instagram that were saying, like, I think that's a 10. Like, yeah. And you look at it, I haven't looked at it in person, but based on the picture, it looked pretty dang good.
When I looked at it from a surface standpoint, from a surface standpoint and a centering standpoint, it did look really good. You know what I mean? Like, and like, I get it. Like, we talk about it all the time. We don't necessarily want to throw out numbers, you know, and get people's hopes up and tell them how good it looks, because people ask us that all the time. Like, how does it look? How does it look? Like, we don't normally do that. But somebody in our chat room told us what it sold for. So I felt it was okay to put that on the title. Like, this could be a $100,000 hit right here.
Yeah. I mean, and I was even thinking about trying to say, hey, let's send that thing to PSA for you. But, you know, It's a slippery slope when you're trying to be a breaker and you're not trying to get involved in something like that. But, like, if it came back a 10, you know, Golden would probably jump all. I mean, it would have got a lot of press.
I mean, if it came back a 10 and if a 9 Is it a 9? That sold for
8.
An 8.
Yes.
Sold for 97.
Yes.
I'm not going to say I'm like the smartest man in the room, but I'm going to say that
probably that extra
$2,000 will get it $100,000
really matter on a card number to 10, though?
That's what somebody else said, too.
It probably matters more than anything. If there's 10 of them made,
and there's one that's better.
Let's say there's one that's a 10, that's the best one.
True.
And right now, who knows if they've all been pulled, but we know that there's an 8 at least that's been sold for 97.
There's probably a gold fast break, too, right?
Yeah,
which obviously,
but that's a disco, right?
Yeah.
That's not your daddy's gold. That's not the one that you want.
Yeah,
you want the one.
You don't mind the disco, but the one
you'll take it. Yeah. You'll take it. You get the Lakers in a random. You get it at a fast break. You're not gonna like
throw in the garbage.
You're not gonna say, hey, like, just
this
don't.
Hobby.
Will you donate? If you donate that to the kids, I don't want it. Like, you're probably gonna be like, let me take that card.
Yeah, yeah.
But
if I told you guys before Prism came out that card would sell for over 100K, you guys would slap me, right? You'd be like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think about that. If 17-year LeBron gold
it's frowned
gold
upon,
sell.
Like HR, like they don't want people going around slapping people. So. It's not.
Well, you can slap the owner.
I just had a meeting about it. Not frowned upon. Doesn't matter how wrong you are. You can't just go around slapping people.
And then we had that whole run of now Tom Brady golds are selling, right? So it's like it's like that card has made people go crazy for gold, and it plays into golden auctions, right? So it's just kind of connected.
Getting back to that, though, we've seen like the price increase on pretty much all the LeBrons throughout the last like probably 4 or 5 years, right? Especially like it seemed like when he went to the Lakers, right?
Yes.
His just base cards started going up. This being a Laker card, this being a very iconic photo, iconic dunk. I mean, it's one of the greatest photos I've ever seen on a card.
Yep.
How much do you think that adds the value to that card? Do you think like people are going crazy over these cards because of the photo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So what that tells me is that there is more to add to this industry that isn't crazy relics, crazy patches,
or just design, like just not just the design,
not just the design, like the photo gets overlooked, I think, greatly. Like if you go out of your way and you get like an amazing shot and you frame it the correct way, that card could go through the roof.
Absolutely. Yeah, right.
I mean, and a lot of focus is not put on. And I know Panini's tried different stuff. They have like the jersey swap cards. They've had, you know, all kinds of different things that they've tried. Where it's just a simplistic photo. I mean, I don't know the backstory, but he did. He was wide open, and he decided to do a tribute to Kobe on the dunk.
Same dunk that Kobe did on a wide open drive to the basket too.
Nice.
So it was like a complete one-on-one tribute.
I actually want to watch that video now because I've seen the card so much and I don't remember the moment. You know, yeah. I want to watch that just to see. So
and that's actually, I'm curious, and this is something that like we don't know the inner workings of like purchasing the photos, but you have to expect that photo to be used on a card. Panini had to pay a premium,
a little bit more, yeah,
to use that photo, right?
Yeah. I don't know how it works with the licensing.
I don't know how it works either, but if I was Getty Images or wherever you get the photos at, I would look at that photo and go, yeah, I want more for that one.
Yeah.
That one's cool.
Yep.
Well, there's a couple new releases today, including Origin. Some of you may remember. Actually, most of you will not remember because you weren't collecting in 2015, but it actually, and we say this every year, it's our annual Let's Talk About Inception, because that's what started Origins. Panini completely took the design of Inception, turned it into Origins, and it stuck, and it's a popular brand. It really is kind of became a staple football release, and that released today.
Wow, you guys got some good ones this morning, didn't you?
We did.
Holy
hit a few
crap.
Good ones. Greg had a good couple cases, as you can see in the initial images here. We hit, I think there was two Mac Jones in that first break. That
wow.
was one of them. And that Trevor Lawrence patch. It's one of the first on-card autos of the year, and it's obviously all fully NFL uni with patches. You got books. It's just been a product that, like, when it was Inception, it was cool, but it never was like Topps Chrome or any of the other Topps brands. But somehow, Panini making it into Origins, it's really been one of those staple releases. It kind of, like, you know, bridges the gap between all the earlier college releases into like getting into Prism, Contenders, all that other stuff.
Yep.
So we have this available at mojobreakshop.com. If you want to get your own box, you can come in the shop here in Santa Clara. We're also going to be doing a ton of breaks on mojobreak.com. And C-Red, how excited are you for some Origins today?
Dude, I've been excited for Origins all summer because this is usually a summer release. And I remember seeing the first images.
We're not in the summer anymore.
Yeah, no.
we got in the fall.
Yeah, we're deep in the fall.
I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like June, bro.
But yeah, I've been excited for Origins. You know, getting that on card pro uniform stuff is always nice. Like we get like half a pro uniform look on Elite, and that's why I love those pen pals so much. But then Origins is like full blown. Like we're actually getting like, you know, more of the guys. Full pictures.
Yeah, and you don't get a lot of I mean, Black has some on card stuff, but I don't think any of the rookies are on card, right?
Yeah.
So this is one of the first on card, and you have to deal with some double zeros. I actually think in this picture Mac Jones, I thought initially he was wearing double zero, but I think his number is 10.
Yeah.
So I think he actually is wearing his number here. Obviously Trevor Lawrence is wearing his number, but you'll get some of the guys that are double zero. Like somebody was just trying to sell me a Sam Darnold yesterday, and I was like, double zero.
I wish I can go back and rewind and be like, just think about what you just said right now. Somebody's trying to sell me a Sam Darnold.
I know. Time to be alive.
Like, I mean,
they just lost.
Say that 2 years ago.
Yeah, he was in purgatory last
especially
year.
I mean, last year, season, holy
last
crap.
Year it was like somebody tried to give me a Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, but ever since he did, you know what? Ever since he got traded early, I think it was earlier this year at some point. Like I was like, oh, now might be a good time. But like everybody had the same idea because they were like, he's on a new team. He's probably gonna play. Hopefully he's gonna play well. So his card prices weren't actually that low compared to like other guys. Like I was actually looking up some to buy some earlier this year, and I was like, yeah, they're not that low. I'm not gonna buy any.
Who do you think is actually at the absolute rock bottom, talking football? Who is at the rock bottom right now where you're just like, you can't, it's almost worth the chance?
Danny?
Drew Lock?
Dimes?
Drew Lock.
Drew Lock, yeah.
Drew Lock. Drew Lock is a good one. Is he the backup for Teddy Bridgewater? Is there a chance?
Yeah. And they just lost, right?
Yeah. So Drew Lock, who's another one? You think Tua's in there?
I don't think Tua's there
yet. You don't think he's
hit
rock?
He's not there yet.
Deshaun Watson.
His prices, surprisingly, are still up there. I don't know why.
People are anticipating him coming back and killing it again.
I mean, Davis Mills had the worst football game in 3 years, the second to Nathan Peterman.
Would it be? That's a bold move. Would you buy Davis Mills right now?
No, not at all. No.
I'm just trying. I'm trying to think.
He had no hype, and now he's negative hype.
How about Jacob Eason?
Maybe, right? I mean, Wentz can't play forever.
Wentz has already got banged up. He did come back.
My fear is that Eason's going to be a guy that's always going to be a backup, but they're going to draft another guy before they start Eason. I don't know. It just seems like he's not talked about.
How about Love?
Jordan Love.
People have been buying him, yeah.
Still selling for
But I'm
Eason,
trying to
though.
Think of, like, Rock. I mean.
Josh Rosen.
That's bottom. Okay, yeah.
He might still be on the Falcons, right?
I think Josh Rosen's the buy. I've said it before. I'd buy up
Ben DiNucci.
Buy up the chosen one.
Actually, Jared Goff's got to be pretty low too.
Do
you even justify spending money on Jared Goff at this point?
I think we got an RPA floating around still. I know you said you put it in a buyback, but I don't think you did.
No, damn it.
I don't think you did. I think I would have been crushed if you did.
But now you won't be.
Nah, I don't.
I did put your Stafford Topps Chrome in this buyback.
Oh, dude. Ooh. I don't know if you should have done that.
That's a good one.
It's a good one, but you probably shouldn't have done that.
It's a small window of opportunity.
That's going to be like a $50,000 card in like 3 weeks.
Well, let's talk some baseball. I'm going to do a lot of talking on this one, and then I'll have you guys' opinion at the end. But I wanted to talk about the postseason players to watch, and I've kind of narrowed it down as a buying guide for relatively affordable cards that felt relatively affordable, either rookie or first Bowmans of these guys pictured on the screen. We're going to talk about Luis Robert, Ozzie Albies, Wander Franco, and Christian Yelich. Yelich being the senior of the bunch. The other guys are relatively young. And Wander hasn't even had a Topps rookie card yet. So lots to digest here. But I wanted to first get into Luis Robert. And I was actually astounded. I told Dan about this. My buy on buying Luis Robert would be the Ben Baller PSA 10 rookie. A recent one sold for $81, just a base, so relatively affordable, low risk. If the White Sox go deep, you know all the stuff's going to pick up. What I like most about the Ben Baller version is there's only 258 PSA 10s. It's crazy. Card should be worth a lot more than that. The regular Topps Chrome Luis Robert, 9,951 of them graded. So a small fraction of the Topps Chrome. Now, is the Ben Baller gimmicky? I don't know. Time will tell. But if you're talking about a guy that's 10, 20 years down the line, it doesn't matter what kind of card
but
it is.
It, yeah, it has the matter. Chrome logo on it.
And the Ben
and,
Baller logo.
And it's Chrome and has a rookie card logo on it. I don't think that people are going to think of it as gimmicky. You really, there's not a huge difference between the Ben Baller and the regular.
It's the same thing. It just has the Ben Baller chain.
Yeah, it has the Ben Baller chain.
Now, the only thing
on
I don't
it.
Like that the slab says is 2020 Ben Baller Chrome. It does not say Topps Chrome on it. So that might sway some people, but I'm thinking, for one, you also got to think, and when we're talking about population, I know we have some new listeners. Population means the amount graded in PSA at that grade. So there's 258 graded of the Luis Roberts. And with the way PSA is going, nobody's going to grade anymore because if the card only sells for $80,
there's 10,000. Is that 10,000?
9,951.
I know you said that, but it just hit me.
It's 10,000.
I know you said that already, but it just hit
me. So basically, you should be buying, before we even put this up, you should be buying the Ben Baller Chrome.
I did already.
Like right now.
I bought one.
I'm buying one right now.
You should buy 250 of them.
Well, if they're out there. But what I'm saying, back to the PSA Pop Report, is this Pop Report's not going to grow for a while until they bring back that $30 to $40 service, because it doesn't make any sense to grade a base card for $300 that sells for $100. It makes no sense. Unless he wins MVP this year, then you might see that thing skyrocket. But I don't think you can lose at maybe $150 on this card compared to the price on the Topps Chrome. So next guy I want to talk about was Ozzy Albies, who does have a Topps base card. 2018 Topps Ozzy Albies. PSA 10, card number 276, $51. Now, I know that's Ronald Acuna's team. He's kind of the face of the Braves. I know he's injured right now. Ozzy Albies has been pretty electric. Pop report on that is $1,229. Not a lot for a base card Topps.
That's fair.
And just like the Luis Robert, there's not going to be many more added at the price PSA charges. So you have some time to get in on that. Next guy, now this guy hasn't had a rookie card. Wander Franco hasn't had a Topps rookie, so it's very hard to digest because his prices are so high. It's almost a situation where I wouldn't invest. I mean, the Rays are the number one seed, but if I had to invest, I'd be buying the 2019 Bowman Sterling autographs. Gem Mint 10 recently sold for $700, and you got a pop report of 50 of those graded at a PSA 10. So if you can find one around that same price, I think it's a good deal. Lastly, this kind of surprised me, and I actually found one in my garage on Monday. I'm not making this up. I was going through some old cards that my mother-in-law brought over, and I collected a lot of 2010 Bowman draft, and I have this Bowman Chrome Christian Yelich Refractor, non-auto, Gem 10, sold for $181, pop report 44. Only 44 of those refractors. There's a lot more of them out there, believe me, but people did not grade these. I think that's a strong buy. Guy's probably, I don't know if he's borderline Hall of Fame.
MVP.
MVP. He's won an MVP already.
He could be, I don't know. He puts together, he keeps it up for another like 5 to 7 years. I think he's a Hall of Famer. But it's tough. It's tough to say right now.
The only knock on this card is that it is a Marlins card, is what he came
That's right.
up with.
That's right.
He came up with the Marlins, and now obviously he's been a Brewer for quite a long time, but he did come up with, it's crazy to think that the Marlins had him, Stanton, a bunch of other guys, and now they have none. They don't have any of them. So, Cody put up a couple of these slides here. Hobby Stars, you can see recently, focusing here on Luis Robert and Wander, MLB ranks since returning from the IL on Louis Bobby. His WAR is 2.5, which is eighth in the league. His average is 350, which is first in the league. His slugging percentage is 622, which is 10th in the league. And the WRC, which I have no idea what that means, he's sixth in the league at that. I don't know what it means, but it's wins rookie card. Probably not. Needed to study that before wins. I went on the air. But that all sounds really
good.
Not,
it's not wins above replacement, because that would be something else. But
yes. Well, WAR is wins above replacement.
Yeah. So, what wins?
Runs combined? No.
When?
No.
Will he?
Walla.
Will he run quick? No. That would
wacky.
Be
wacky. I don't know.
Wow.
Put that
rookie
in the comment
card.
Section below.
Wow. Wild.
Wild run. See. And then you could see Wander, when he had that 43-game on-base streak, hitting .329 with a .943 OPS, which is incredible. Who do you like here better? Do you like investing in Luis Robert, or would you rather invest in Wander at this point?
I'm going Lou Bob, just based on the – you know how I feel about the long ball. And it's not enough to hit a home run. 390 feet to home run, it still counts the same, but you got to hit those like 450 foot home runs, and I think Lou Bob kind of fits in that category, so I'm going Lou Bob.
Yeah, and I think if they stay with their team, my answer is going to be Lou Bob too, just for the market, White Sox.
Yeah, and
market.
I think we haven't seen enough of Wander Franco's cards. We're going to see next year what they do, right?
Are we going to get the rookies of them?
Yeah, they're going to pimp him out next year. I don't think he's going to be an update.
I don't think he's going to be an update. I expect him to be in 2022 Series 1.
Well, an interesting side note here, and I'm going to pull this up on the fly. I meant to have a slide of this, but let me make sure this is in fact the case before I spew it out my mouth hole. Bowman Transcendent this year is going to include, I believe,
a Wander rookie.
I think every case, I think, is going to have a 101 on Wander Franco rookie auto.
Wow.
So I think, let me just make sure. Yeah. One Wander Franco or Alec Baum through the years autograph, 1 of 1. So there's 100 cases made. There'll be 50 Wanders, 50 Alec Baums. So that, I mean, you know, Bowman Transcendent last year was kind of like, yeah, but this might be good because it's going to be literally the only thing that he's in.
Yeah, but you can get Alec Baum.
You can get Alec Baum
as well.
Half the
cases.
Half the cases are going to be
Alec Baum. Had a decent year.
Yeah, I mean, he's no Franco or Franco.
Yeah, 100 cases made. One Bowman Icons Deco Gold Autograph Variation numbered 1 of 1, which is new. 1989 Bowman Baseball Superfractor 1 of 1. One
Deco, is that a book?
I don't know. Deco Gold Autograph Variation. One VIP event, oversized 1956 Bowman prototype baseball cut signature. So we will definitely have at least one case of this stuff. So hopefully we get a Wander in our case. But we probably won't have a rookie card logo on it, right? It'll still be a prospect card, but it should be one of the better ones.
Could be. What if it is his first rookie?
That'd be a smart move by him,
Wouldn't be a bad move.
But I wanted to talk about that. We're getting close on time, but I wanted to talk about, because I was just noticing this. I was going through the playoff teams, and I was like, has the hobby forgiven the Astros? Has baseball forgiven the Astros?
Never forget.
But they
never.
They were caught cheating when they won the World Series.
Never forget.
Last year, they were the number one seed, and then this year, they're back in the playoffs.
They're good.
So are we like, they're good enough to not cheat?
I'll tell you this. There's 29 other fan bases that want to see them lose.
Yeah.
So, no, they're not forgiven. They never will be forgiven.
For the rest of their lives. Forever.
I would say for a decade, minimum 10 years.
And they're going to have to win. Like a couple.
No, but even if they do, they're going to be like, well, what are they up to now? What are they doing now? They won, but did they win?
Because if I was a fan, and I'm a Bonds apologist, I defend Barry Bonds all the time, who's supposedly a cheater. If you're a diehard Astros fan, you're like, look what we're doing. We didn't need the banging of the trash can. We're still there, baby. Still winning.
That's why you don't cheat. It follows you around.
It does. So a recent 2017 Topps Chrome Alex Bregman sold Superfractor auto sold for $2,900, a gold Carlos Correa sold for $2,900, and a orange Shimmer Jordan sold for over $5,000. Now I think Jordan, people kind of say like he wasn't really involved, so I think that people turn a blind eye to Jordan.
He wasn't playing. So maybe that's it. The team is forgiven once every person who was on that team is not on that team anymore.
I don't even think that will change people's minds.
So who do you consider the face of that franchise now?
Jordan, maybe?
I think probably still. I think it's Altuve.
And he's known as the biggest cheater.
He's actually like the smallest dude on the team.
The shortest guy is the smallest dude on the team.
With the running of, don't take my shirt off.
He didn't want to take his shirt off. It's fine. Do we really think he had like a wire underneath his shirt?
That's what people were saying. But then you also look at this, which is a guy that was formerly part of the Astros. You look at George Springer, who's now part of the Blue Jays. His cards don't sell anywhere near from what the Astros. This is an orange that sold for $1,213. Orange refractor of a World Series champion here. But also, I look at it like the farther you go back, the less the guy sells unless he's Trout, right? It's like every year goes by, unless the guy's Trout, his cards go for less and less and less and less and less and less. So, you know, we were looking at that last slide, and it was like Jordan is the newest, and he sells for the most. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then Bregman kind of sells for the second, and then you got Correa. So it's like it's farther – you go back farther, and it's like
– The Bregman on there is the one that I think is really surprising.
Well, it's a super fractor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't read that. I was like – raw chrome rookie auto 2900. I'm a man.
Go digging through my bin right now.
You're like, somebody still loves
loves Alex Bregman.
So I wanted to stay on the baseball topic, but talk about Bowman Chrome, which actually surprised me, because going into Bowman Chrome, we didn't know anybody. We didn't know who was gonna sell.
We still don't.
Well, I have a little bit of an idea. I'll clue you guys in on some information. But the prices are up there for a Bowman Chrome release. You look at an online retailer here, and you got Chrome Choice for $320, a Bowman Chrome Light for $160, and Bowman Chrome Hobby at $274, which is the one that has the most base cards. Which one is your favorite, C-Rat? I know you probably rip more than me and Dan. Which one is your favorite and why?
As a breaker?
I mean, just what you're seeing value. Like, are you getting better autos out of the Choice? Are you getting more color out of the Hobby?
Choice.
And what about Light? People like Light?
Light was fine when we did it. We just didn't get a lot of it, so I don't have much to, you know, like, the people bought into the breaks for the Light. It's just we didn't get a lot of
it. And
it
just really only getting those mini diamond autos.
Yeah, I did end up pulling one prospect auto, but apparently they're one in every, like, 400 packs or something like
that. Jeez, that's crazy.
Autos.
Yeah, I like.
And was
it
a regular numbered auto or?
It wasn't numbered, but it was the mini black and white.
Okay, so specifically for that.
Yes. Yeah.
I like the hobby variation version of it. I like the fact that you can get colored base cards.
Yeah.
I think this is like one of the few products that, like, if it was say if it was Prism, say if you had a Prism release, Prism Football, and you had a product that was like an HTA style, it was just, you got three autos.
Yeah.
That's all you get, no base cards.
I know.
Nobody would care, right?
I know.
No, the more better comparison is if in that scenario is Contenders. If there was a skew of Contenders football that was just autos,
that'd be fine.
That would be booming.
Well, that'd be fine because Contenders.
Like, but Prism has sticker autos, so people don't want those autos.
Yeah, but Contenders base cards are filler.
Yeah.
They've never sold.
I think there was a Richard Sherman base card that was actually his second year.
But it was considered his rookie.
Was like the only base card I can think of in the last decade out of Contenders that actually sold.
Okay, a better comparison then is probably Optic football, right? If there was a hobby version, which people will still love, and then there was an HTA version, I think people would love that as well because you get the on-card.
I don't think they'd love it more, though.
But so, bigger, I mean, another, not to get on a sidetrack, that is it. Can Panini fix the Contenders? Because they would save themselves some money. They may be able to throw a second on-card auto in that bad boy if we only made a product that had autos. Because the base cards are literally throwaway.
I mean,
In the base card era, they have not figured it out.
5-6 years ago, I'd be like, you know what, Doug? Absolutely not. Don't mess with the SKUs. Don't mess with the configuration. You keep it regular. But they've already done it. They have Choice. They have Hybrid. They got the HTA Choice box. Like, you have a million different variations of all these different products. So, yeah, why not? Make a Contenders only autos pack and save on the base cards.
Yeah.
So back to Bowman Chrome, though. From what I've seen, from what I ripped, HTA has the better autos.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what everybody keeps saying.
Yeah.
And this is kind of shocking. So the guy that's kind of in the lead, you would think it would be Luis Rodriguez, but it's not. I don't know if you know.
That's why I sent you a picture of me hitting.
I know,
and
I didn't know why you sent me that guy, but now I know. I know it now.
I sent three pictures of this guy to you. An orange, a blue, and a base from the same case.
So, Christian Hernandez, who plays for the Cubs. A recent gold auto sold for $5,400.
That's why they traded the whole team away.
And I was trying to figure it out, but then I was thinking, you know what? The Cubs just got rid of everybody.
No, that's why they traded the whole team away. They have this guy.
They have this guy.
This guy must be the greatest player ever.
His base sold for $432.
Should buy him up.
And then I guess he actually, as a 17-year-old, he's in the top 100 prospect list as well. So he just cracked it. 17. So that's I think that's one of the reasons why he sells, because the Cubs have nobody. They got rid of Rizzo, Bryant, Baez, whoever. They got rid of their whole team. This guy has probably a fast track, and he might be the next big face of the Cubs.
Is he? Is he 17 right now?
17 currently, yeah.
So we're going to have, we have like him and Jason Dominguez who are going to be coming up soon.
But I looked at his stats. He in 159 at-bats, he batted .283 and hit 5 home runs.
As a 17-year-old.
As a 17-year-old.
He's not even an adult.
Yeah, but usually when I see card prices like that, I see a guy hit like 50 home runs in rookie ball or something like that.
But he's not even done growing.
No,
he's a child.
He is a child.
Yeah, he was born in 2003.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was already out of high school.
I mean, I could...
And then Luis Rodriguez, a recent Luis Rodriguez sold for orange shimmer, 13 out of 25.
That's 20, respectable.
$28.50. So, yeah, Christian Hernandez, man, just now I know why you sent me that. And I was like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
But it just goes to show that, you know, you never know where the hobby's going.
Yeah.
And I think people were like, the Cubs have nobody, and it's Cubs. Cubs guys sell. So. Yeah.
I think, you know, we talk about it every year, too. Like, we don't, like, a majority of people don't really know what people are going to chase in Bowman Chrome, honestly, until the product actually releases, and then people start doing their homework, right? That happens every single year with Bowman Chrome.
Yeah.
I think specifically this year with Bowman Chrome, why it's so popular and why it's people are latching onto it is because my theory is that we had a little bit of a weaker rookie year in terms of baseball. So maybe people are like really looking for the next like big prospect, right? Because usually we would have a big rookie.
Yeah,
from,
I mean,
in every part. So people are still thinking about the rookies. Like,
yeah, let's
Shohei
face it. Like Topps Chrome was underwhelming.
Yes.
And it has nothing to do with what Topps produced. It has to do with the fact that they didn't have a big rookie to jump onto.
Right.
I mean, there's rookies who performed well.
Yeah, there's a rookie that did good.
I mean, sure. Jonathan India, probably going to win the NL Rookie of the Year. Not. I know he has a handful of home runs. Not a power hitter.
Right.
We've seen in order to move the needle in the hobby when it comes to the baseball category, you need to hit home runs.
Yeah.
Ryan Mountcastle, I think he almost had 30 home runs. He had a rookie card on a really bad team.
Yeah.
The Orioles were 48 games out of first place.
It's kind of like the Diamondbacks.
48 games.
But they weren't the worst team. The Diamondbacks were the worst team.
Diamondbacks, I think, might have been the worst team. But 48 games out of first place.
Wow. That's
so
incredible.
Ryan Mountcastle put together a heck of a year. They need more than Ryan Mountcastle.
Yeah. Adley Rutschman in the way.
Adley Rutschman. So,
he's the number one prospect.
So we may actually look back on the 2021 Topps Chrome, and we may start going after Ryan Mountcastle. I think the Orioles have to be good.
Yeah.
I don't think like the team could be terrible and you're still going to chase that unless it's like a once in a generation talent.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is going to lead us to our giveaway. I want to know if you had to make a decision on one guy that you're going to PC in all of sports and you're going to PC him for the next year, who's it going to be? Put it in the comment section below. We're going to be giving away a spot in one of our Mojo collection cases that are coming up on MojoBreak.com. So jump in those. Those are going to go quick. It's going to be a random team style. There'll be a lot of bonuses. Like I said, all those names, including Adley Rutschman in the set. All the big names. Kevin Durant, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan's got
Derek Carr
in the set. We got rookies of LeBron James in there. Derek Carr's in there. Yes, I almost pulled him out after last week, but he's in there. We've got everybody you could imagine that's hot in the hobby. LaMelo Ball, Trevor Lawrence, Trey Lance, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, including Silver Prisms, stuff like that are in Mojo collections. So look for that on the site. I expect those to fly. We're also going to be doing a Packpalooza coming up as well, which will be another original content product we're putting out. That'll be available on Instagram and for personals. And so check out MojoBreak.com, where everything is scheduled. Everything is guaranteed to break and fill at a certain time. Also, check out MojoBreakShop.com. We just lowered prices again on there. We got some great pre-sales. Pokemon's about to drop. Celebrations Pokemon is crazy right now, so get in on that. And yeah, that is it. So make sure you follow us at MojoBreak_com on Twitter and Instagram, as well as our Facebook. And we'll see you guys next week on The Hype.